From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, the politics behind President Bush's pick to lead the CIA, Air Force General Michael Hayden.
But before the politics, the man himself.
To the men and women of the Central Intelligence Agency, if I'm confirmed, I would be honored to join you and work with so many good friends. Your achievements are frequently underappreciated and hidden from the public eye, but you know what you do to protect the Republic.
That is General Michael Hayden speaking about his nomination today at the White House. Joining us now, NPR intelligence correspondent Mary Louise Kelly. Mary Louise, welcome back, and tell us about General Hayden's career in the military and his work in intelligence, please.
Well, it is a long and distinguished career. He was the longest-serving director in the history of the National Security Agency, which he ran until he took his current job. Right now, he's the number two official in U.S. intelligence. That means he is Director of National Intelligence, John Negroponte's deputy, and by many accounts, really the day-to-day hands-on manager of U.S. intelligence efforts. We understand that Negroponte has taken a bigger strategic role, and Mike Hayden is really the one who is running these 16 spy agencies and coordinating their work on a day-to-day basis. So he's certainly very qualified.
Well, aside from the qualifications, what makes him so attractive as a CIA choice for the White House now?
Well, you know, I think this is someone that the president feels like he can work with. John Negroponte certainly feels he can work with him, having worked very closely together for the past year. Mike Hayden clearly has a good track record in managing a large intelligence agency. He is also has a reputation as being a decent, unassuming, down-to-earth guy. He's the son of a welder. He grew up in working-class Pittsburgh. His brother is a truck driver today, so this is not someone you might have expected would grow up to be a four-star general and perhaps head of the CIA. On the downside, just to mention, you know, his experience has focused more on technical intelligence, on spy satellites and code-breaking efforts. He is less schooled in the traditional spycraft, the human intelligence that the CIA does. So that is something he'll have to master. And then there will also be concern about his military background, concerns about the Pentagon reaching its tentacles out and trying to take over work that has traditionally been the CIA's domain.
If he is confirmed, Mary Louise, what would people at the CIA expect from his leadership? What do they think he would do?
You know, it's interesting. We got a little bit of insight into that this morning when John Negroponte, who will be his boss, laid out what his vision for the CIA is. He said he wants it to remain at the center of U.S. intelligence efforts. And this is what was really interesting, he wants it to keep the lead role for analysis. There has been a lot of speculation that in all of the reshuffling of intelligence, the CIA perhaps might be trimmed down just to become a spy agency, something along the lines of MI6 in Britain. And John Negroponte today said not the case, not his vision. He wants it to stay very much the central intelligence agency running both analysis and spying clandestine efforts.
Now, Mr. Negroponte, the director of intelligence, also had something to say about the person he wants for General Hayden's deputy.
This was really interesting. It sounds as though the choice to serve as Hayden's deputy will be Stephen Kappas. Kappas, you may remember, was the head of the CIA's clandestine service until Porter Goss, the outgoing director, arrived. There were huge personality clashes. Stephen Kappas marched out. He took his deputy with him, and that was what really launched the whole exodus of top CIA officials. Steve Kappas is very respected within the CIA. He's a longtime veteran. This is a man who's negotiated with Gaddafi, served as Moscow station chief. His coming back will do a lot, I think, to restore morale. It may even open the door to some of the other officials who left the CIA under Goss coming back.
Mary Louise Kelly, NPR intelligence correspondent. Thanks, Mary Louise.
Hey, you're welcome.